Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the Maker Press, the Ponies Network. We're going to talk about today. First, we're going to talk about the adventure that I'm obviously home from. Wow, I went around America so quickly. It was so fast and exuberating. And I love saying words that don't actually exist. Woo! Talk about unknown flags. Women turn everything into softcore porn. Reddit salt mined, and it's over. The Jews lost. 110 incoming. I can't wait. Okay, that's the show. It's gonna be great. Woo! First, how'd the trip go? Wow, the trip. It went. The plan was to travel throughout the United States, take my time and venture slowly throughout the gracious landscape of America. And what did Lou get? Well, I wanted to do some special, plus there's other, like, without doxing myself, there was other reasons I wanted to do this. And so I had a nice little awesome kind of journey start, amazeballs thing planned out at the beginning. And my first tip would be don't plan stuff out. So when things aren't the greatest and surest, maybe don't put things down to a wire, and then bad things won't happen, and you won't have to disappoint yourself or your friends. There's nothing to be disappointed about. It was great. It was fun. It was really fun. Everything went exactly how it was supposed to go. Everything happened for a reason. I feel like I don't rush in life. I'm a wing it kind of guy. But I had a little special something planned at the start of the trip. Yeah. And during that planned thing, everything went wrong. Everything went wrong that could go wrong. The car blew up. The toes didn't work exactly the right. Lou didn't get any sleep whatsoever. I was operating. Guys, I hadn't slept for 3 days. I went to the con and then I slept and I still didn't get good sleep. The only good sleep I had was just when I got home today. So it was all a bit exciting. It was all a bit crazy. I learned a lot. What tips do I have for you? I got some tips for you. What tips do I got for the journey? I mean, Kick-Ass Man is always right. Like, Lou is always right. Kick-Ass Man is always right. Kick-Ass Man knows what he's talking about, man. And I thought I was prepared for the coldness, and I was not prepared for the coldness. It was fucking cold. It was fucking cold, and I was not prepared for cold. I needed more preparedness. If I hadn't brought that blanket, man, I would have been frozen to death. Without that blanket saved my life. I had the emergency blankets as well. I guess I could have used those if I absolutely needed to. I had backups within backups, whatever. But all my backups were used every backup I had was used in the first 8 hours of the journey, which put me on edge the rest of the journey. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to go straight home because I don't even know if the car is going to make it home. Spoilers, it did make it home. Thank you. So what's the plan from here? What did I even happen with the adventure? I don't even fucking know, guys. It's all a bit of a blur to me. It's all a bit of a blur. Everything's a bit of a blur. I'm just happy that I even got home. I didn't know if I was going to make it home. Fuck. I thought I was going to die. I literally thought I was going to die. Literally die a few times. Okay? Because it was so fucking cold. So, I don't know, man. Lou does some crazy shit. Oh, man. I also tried to get my keys with this rusty piece of metal for a long time, and I cut my hands all up with a rusty piece of metal. I'm sure I could get trichinosis or whatever the fuck that... tinnitus, whatever that stuff is with the rust... That thing, maybe I could get that, whatever, I hope not, I don't know. I got from this that I just want to keep living my life and my adventure, and I love my friends, and I love you guys, that's what I know. And I'm fucking weird, I'm fucking weirdo, and I'm okay with that. I'm fucking weird as shit. First thread of the day, unknown flag, tinnitus, yeah, that one, tantus, unknown flag. What the heck is this? There's like a white flag with a question. I don't know. This is a bug that happens sometimes. Got moved from a board with no flags to here. Oh, okay. Yes. A board with no flag. It got moved from the other board to this board. Sure it did. Thread moved by Jenny from another board. Oh, I'm learning things. I'm so stupid. I didn't know the flag bug was from coming from another board. Wow. I just didn't really care. I didn't care enough to give a shit. Really, I cares. Bakudesu. Gaija Bakudesu Soy. They need to fucking filter LOL, man. It got so bad. Dude, when I was saying to... I said they need to filter LOL and LMAO. And the net, like... The next day when that guy burned himself alive, every single thread started with LOL, LMAO. It was so obnoxious. Just fucking tiring. Have they filtered it yet? I assume not. If I search LOL, I assume I will see it. Oh my god, who would have thought? LOL! Exclamation point. Gobbledygook. Gobbledygook. That's what that is. Whatever. Cool. We learned things. Look, just like Lou learned on his adventure, you guys also learned things on your adventure as well. Very simple. Another tip for you guys. During the adventure, I had two car insurances because my mother had left me her car insurance, which I was on for some fuck knows reason. I don't know why she put me on there, but she did. So I was on her car insurance or her, she had AAA. My grandfather had Allstate. AAA is so shit. Like, all insurance is shit. But AAA is so absurdly shit. It is bad. Don't get AAA. It is bad. Allstate was better, but they're all bad. So they're all Jewish kikery, but Allstate was better than AAA. So there's some knowledge, I guess, if that's knowledge. Also, if you're going to go on a long trip and you don't know if your car's going to make it, like, you're like, well, I need a tow, even one tow. If you think you might need a single tow, dude, just get like the best version of the Allstate insurance or the semi, even the one below that. But the best one, dude, it will save you so much money in the long run. You will save so much money. So much money. Because it always goes longer than 20 miles. It always goes past 20 miles. And you always have to pay those motherfuckers. They always want their cut. It's awful. It's a meme, Lou. What's a meme? What did I miss? What meme did I miss? Dude, I'm out of it right now. Lou's out of it right now. I need to recuperate. My voice is also out of it because I was screaming at the television, but I'll get about why my voice is hoarse and why I was screaming earlier when we get to the last thread of the day. Perform is shit. Yeah, oof. Friend, I hope you don't get nuked. Women turn literally everything into soft corn porn. Soft corn? Did I just say soft corn? Soft corn porn. Softcore porn, and then gaslight men about it and play dumb. LOL, LMAO even. I know LMAO. Dude, the only reason LOL, LMAO even is even a meme is because those two things exist. Stupid. It's stupid. It's a meme meant to combat something stupid. It's LOL even. Stupid. I'd rather it just not exist anymore. Dude, women are just very women. Like, women will always be women, no matter how much they try to not be women. They will always be women. They have women-like brains. They can't help but be women. It's just who and what they are. Every fiber of their being permeates womanry. So tiresome. This video is softcore porn. You need to watch. You need to touch grass or not. It's not softcore porn so much as it's pure annoying. It's just annoying to watch. It's just so tiresome, really. It's there for one reason and one reason only. It's to sex sells. It's so easy to make money when you have objects to do things. Oof. That's nothing. I've seen better in Michigan high schools where the school's 90% white and those girls wore black yoga pants 24/7. Dude, when yoga pants became a thing, that was crazy. Dude, yoga pants are not good. They keep your vag sweaty and yucky and stinky. You know why you have a smelly vag? Because you wear yoga pants. Stop. Wear a dress. You need airflow, you fucks. You need airflow. That's a good beaver. Beaver. Look how she holds the saw. Yeah, it's awful. Clown World says, honestly, not impressed. I agree, Anon should touch grass. I'm not impressed. It's not very impressive. It's just, it's annoying to me. Like, look at how wobbly that is. And look at how bad form this is. I don't know. It's like wibbly wobbly. At least the axe is sharp, though. So the guy she's with is good. And he's using his girl for the clickbait, you know? Smart. Smart. Look at that. That's awful. What the hell is this bitch doing? Watch how scared she is of the tree. Ooh, Butterface as well. That woman is making a stupid amount of money doing that. Exactly. Oh my god. ridiculous amounts of money. Just money, 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 money for nothing. It's so easy. Imagine if it was something. Be money, 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 money. Disgusting, fat-bellied, flabby whore. Cover up before I whip you with my leather belt. Hot Aquafresh Anon. Girls on social media, do you like my BMX? Kitty bike. What the fuck? Webhams have sound now? No? No? You psychotic fuck? No? You schizo Anon? Dumb bitch needs to sharpen her axe properly. Dude, it looked pretty sharp to me, dude. That's the only thing about it that looked decent. Oh, whatever. Her form could use improvement, though. Bitch killed a tree for fire? Is she retarded? Dude, shut up, Russian. Shut up. She killed a tree for fire? Go fuck yourself. You should only use fallen tree. Whatever. Go fuck yourself. We're humans. We mold and shape the landscape to our very fucking whim, asshole. If that bitch doesn't want a tree there, the bitch can do whatever the fuck she wants. It's fucking America. It's fucking humans. Don't want a tree there, we cut the fucking tree down. We want a tree there, we plant a fucking tree. We can do whatever the fuck we want. We're gods. Girls are like, I look so hot in these yoga pants. Men are like, look, another trashy slut in yoga pants. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, whenever I see yoga pants, I think smelly vag. I immediately go to, man, that veg smells like fish. All women are whores. Based.
How to defend against an axe attack.
Sure, kill me. Oh my god, lesbians!
How to defend...
Gay. Kid, literally gay. Wow. YouTube. What have we devolved into? That's not how you use a forestry saw to fell a tree. T been using forestry saw since the 8-year-old in the 90s. did not look like the proper form, I'll tell you that. That tree looks like birch. Only the bark is good for burning because of all the oil. That's good for starting fires. The rest shouldn't be burnt. Shut the fuck up. Dude, literally shut the fuck up, dude. You throw a fucking... I don't care how much sap or whatever the fuck's in that tree. You throw that tree on a fire, it will burn. If it has sap in it, it'll pop. Oh well, boo-hoo. Grow up, faggot. This America says this is a good thing. Every woman wears leggings now and don't give a fuck. Even lowlies are wearing leggings. Dude, that's not... Dude, lowlies have always worn leggings. Dude, that's not even fucking new, bro. They're just comfy pants. They're called sweats. Last time I went to Target, I thought I was in heaven, not so much at Walmart. I threw up a little inside my mouth. Never thought cocktail waitresses would feel overdressed. I guess, dude. I don't feel like yoga pants aren't really revealing to me or hot. They're just, I don't know. They're yoga pants. And you know there's a smelly vag under there. Nigger. I think she only looks slightly dark because of the lighting, really. Fucking Reddit fags. That's on birch. Touch grass. Yeah, really. I didn't even look at the tree. I don't care. This is how you fell a tree. I tried to do this and that did not work exactly how planned. Sweats are very different from leggings. Yeah, leggings are all skinny and thin and hug your skin and are very tight. Sweats are baggy and thick and blah, 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 blah. Shut up. When I was younger, I was told I shouldn't watch porn because it exploits women. Even back then, I knew it was bullshit. It's just whatever crap. Dude, when the Christians were all in control, shit was just as bad as now when all the trannies and shit are in control. It's just one thing replacing another thing. At least the Christians, I don't know. The Christians were bad too. They wanted to ban Harry Potter and shit. That was dumb. That was stupid ass crap. Whatever. Next thread. Penultimate thread of the day. Reddit salt mine thread. Breaking. States may not unilaterally disqualify Donald Trump from the ballot. The Supreme Court rules unanimously. Dude, no shit. No fucking shit. Wow, who would have fucking thought? Why did it take them so long to take this up? Why did it take so long? Fucking Supreme Court, get off your ass. Worthless. Fuck CNN, fuck Fox News, fuck establishment media, fuck Jews, dude. On to the finale. It's over. The Jews lost. 110 incoming. New golden age of American Jews. The golden age of American Jews is ending. Yes, everyone's figuring it out. I'm just, the only people that don't know are the boomers. The only people that don't get it are the boomers, and it's because they watch Fox News and are fed a constant slow drip of how great Israel is, how bad Hamas is, and how every one of them, every man, woman, and child needs to burn alive in hell for all eternity because God, fuck Hamas, fuck, we need to support Israel with everything we have. Why is my voice hoarse right now? My voice is hoarse because I got home from my long trip. I took a nap. I woke up. I go out in the front room. Fox, you know Fox News talking about Hamas and Israel, and they're talking about it right now when I went out there. They're still talking about it. They're nonstop talking about just Israel. Like, what? This is their other fucking news besides Israel, and how much we need to suck their dick? It gets fucking tiresome, but you got to slow drip the boomers this shit, I guess. God, they love it. They love it. So then you move from that to I go out to the car to go run some errands for the grandparents. I turn on the radio, and it's some fucking Jew station talking about Israel. How we need to support them. How some student is getting harassed and aw, the poor student. The first day in school, some guy said how much he didn't like Jews and how they're genocidal maniacs. Aw, boo-hoo, wah. Well, maybe you should ask yourself, why is someone going up to a Jew on the first day of school and saying they're genocidal maniacs? Why would someone do such a thing? Well, maybe it's because they're blowing up every fucking hospital in Palestine. Maybe it's because the Jews say, hey, all Palestinians, go to this area. You'll be safe there. You can evacuate. And then they blow it the fuck up, dude, and say there was a single Hamas terrorist there. Like, dude, it is the most evil shit you could ever imagine. It is just every single war crime has been committed. Every single one. Everyone. Everything they've, every single thing they've accused Hitler and Nazis of doing, they have committed on Palestinian women and children. They have killed more women and children and their little escapade than in the entire 2-year conflict of casualties in the Ukraine-Russia war. It's absurd the level of genocide that Jews are committing, okay? Because that's what's happening. Jews are committing genocide. God forbid people speak those words. Jews are committing genocide. Kikes are killing Palestinian children. Yes. Daily. And they revel in it. They revel in it. They go on to the Boomer News show and they're talking about how every child over 4 years old must be labeled as a terrorist. We must blow them out. And it's like, blow them up. It's like, yet we couldn't even go into hospitals in Afghanistan because we might hurt civilians. Dude, it's just, are boomers so cognitively fucking inept and dissonant? They are, that they don't see the difference. And they immediately go to like, oh, there was some really bad terrorist a long time ago that was a really bad guy. And he did really bad things, Lou. It's like, okay, well, first off, that guy was a fucking CIA asset controlled by the CIA doing CIA shit. So whatever you say, okay, cool. Second, who cares? Who gives a fuck? Let the sad niggers do all their sad nigger shit, okay? Israel is getting weapons from us and they're not even paying for them. That we give them our missile defense system and now the whole world knows we have it. And then we give them missiles for free that they don't even pay for. It's like we pay them for the pleasure of defending them. It's fucking absurd. Everything about it is bullshit and it must be stopped at all costs. It's just done and I'm done with it. I'm done with this shit. I'm done. They're evil. They're pure evil. And Jews, it wouldn't be so bad if you just like, you know, when 9/11 happened, why don't you just let us blow up all the fucking sand niggers, huh? Just let us do it. Maybe I would be a little bit more lenient with you doing it. But you were like, no, you can't do that. Yeah. Remember Jewish media then? Oh my God, civilians. Yeah, go fuck yourselves. Okay, where's that all that media now? They're praising the Jews. Oh my God, they got that terrorist in that civilian camp where they killed like fucking 100 children. Oh, great. God, if you watch the news, it's just the cognitive dissonance you have to have to just, I mean, right now, I can hear it through my door right now. The Israel Jew sucking. The Jew sucking. That's what it is, Jew sucking. They suck off the Jews. So tiresome. Normies are beginning. This is the thing. Their own monsters waking up the left. My pop was laughing at the. I went off about the goddamn dude lighting himself on fire too. Because I was like, my pop, every single thing you've watched with that guy, have you even seen him burn himself alive? Have you even seen the full video yet? They can't show you the full video. They won't show you the full video. What they do is they show you the first clip of the video. Then they tell you that he's insane. And they tell you that he's crazy. And you believe it, and that's what you think. And you haven't even seen the full fucking clip. And he just sits there and he has to nod because he hasn't. Because I'm right. Because they don't, the only thing the boomers can throw out is stuff from like 20 years ago. Like, well, there was this really bad terrorist a long time ago, or there's this really bad. I'm like, all that's propaganda spit at you from a Jew controlled media. And then he goes on like, well, then every corporation is controlled by Jews. So every media, I'm like, yeah, yeah, you're starting to get it. Yeah. You gay fuck. It's like, well, then everything is Jew controlled. It's like, yeah, you're getting it now, aren't you? You got to just kind of trail them along there. You're getting it, but for the wrong reason. I don't know. I just wanted to talk about me ranting as soon as I got home about Jews to my group. Literally, I was screaming at the television at the top of my lungs as loud as I could. How, like, you are killing and murdering children right now. Like, I was so angry. I was just so tired. I was so tired of it. The propaganda, the nonstop. Dude, the entire time I've been gone, can you just imagine that my grandparents sitting in front of that television, just Jewish propaganda, Jewish propaganda, Jewish propaganda, Jewish propaganda. Lou gets back, Jewish propaganda, Jewish propaganda, Jewish propaganda. And I just scream at the television. My grandparents probably think I'm fucking insane. That's the trick. That's the propaganda where they could turn family members on family members and they're not even in the, room. It's insane. Crazy. Yeah, anyway, oh yeah, the crash is coming. The trip was kind of fun. I'll try and cut it together, but I really want to nap. I'm not going to really edit this episode, guy. I'm super fucking tired. I'm sorry with the lack of edited episodes. We'll get more edited episodes shortly, but not today. I'm going to pop this one out and I'm going to go to sleep. It's been a long week. I love you guys. Love you. Bye-bye.